Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let's do it. We get petty every Tuesday at 8 a.m. You ready to get petty, my friend?
Oh, I'm gonna guess. I need this.
Yeah.
I need to cleanse my soul.
Like oxygen. Yeah. Yes, let's do this.
This is like the put these leeches on me and drain the evil from
me.
Yes.
Yep. Good pettiness from around the internet and around the sports world. We're getting to it now. Jay Williams of ESPN, formerly known as Jason Williams back in the day, former Duke point guard. Played for the Bulls briefly until he had a motorcycle accident. He's had a pretty good week. Remember last week in the in Take-A-Mania, he put Mad Dog in his place? I think that's the reigning champ right now is Mad Dog.
Yeah, he just shut down Mad Dog on a bad take, which was made even worse because of the follow. Yeah, Jay Williams. Because what? Mad Dog's take.
Mad Dog said that Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, not a superstar because he hasn't won a title. 10 seconds after he said Luka Doncic is a superstar.
Right. And Jay Williams very quickly said Doncic hasn't won a championship.
Yeah. So Jay Williams, that was Jay Williams last week. This week, this is a great retort. Stephen A. Smith had a classic Stephen A. Smith take where he said that if Giannis only ends up winning one title as an NBA player, then that means he underachieved. Mm-hmm. Jay Williams did not like that one tiny little bit.
That was one of your worst takes I've heard in a long time, man. That was horrible. Mm-hmm. I had to, you know, like I'm the little brother that has this filled with the venom sometimes when you and I go at each other, and it's all love because it's always love. But I think we really need to do a better job of reframing some of these conversations, right? And if you were to say that the franchise, the Milwaukee Bucks, have underachieved, or the biggest underachievers with the talent of Giannis, fair. But a guy who has a 50-point closeout game, a guy who's never chased any of these dream team scenarios, a guy who is a finals MVP, a guy who's a multi-time all-star, all NBA, all everything, global face of the game, the fact that he brought an NBA championship to Milwaukee, in the midst of the fire that he did, to call him an underachiever, I just think is an asinine comment.
He went on for another 2 minutes after this.
Well, how long has Jay Williams been doing television?
A good long while now.
Like the debate shows and everything.
That's a good question. I
guess the debate show element of it is the part I'm curious about.
Yeah. I'm not totally sure.
That's the one with J.J. Redick. You know, like there's a certain point where, and we saw this with Dan Orlovsky last year. Because Dan Orlovsky at one point was on with Stephen A. Smith or whomever else, and he said something to the effect of, it's not my job to say that Aaron Rodgers is a trash player.
Yeah.
And immediately, all of the professional talking heads, the guys that are Nick Wright went on his podcast or on somebody's show and said he misquoted him and said, Dan Orlovsky said it's not his job to criticize Aaron Rodgers. No. Dan Orlovsky said that it's not his job to say Aaron Rodgers is a trash player.
Right.
And that's where the guys who are the former athletes and the analysts have a different job description than the guys who are the Stephen A. Smiths and the Nick Wrights. Because those guys, like Stephen A. Smith, he's in the creative insult business.
Yeah.
And that's what works. And that's what makes him $20+ million per year. He's constantly looking for a way to creatively and entertainingly insult people.
Yeah.
Whereas guys like Jay Williams are more skewed towards like, hey, yeah, I'll criticize guys, but I'm not in the business of the creative insult.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, when Jay Williams say, we got to reframe this somehow because, wait a second, it sounds like you're trying to insult Giannis Antetokounmpo for not ring chasing and all these other things
where there's
a lot more nuance to it.
I didn't even think about that part.
It's two worlds colliding like that.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, Jay went on to name, like, so you're saying this guy is trash and this guy is an underachiever and this guy, he listed all the guys that won one title. And so that guy underachieved. Like, no. All right, next one. The Rafael Devers trade that came down Sunday night has been a big topic the last couple of days. Devers traded to the San Francisco Giants, trade's gotten a lot of criticism. It's gotten comparisons to the Luka Doncic trade. We'll see. But if we're going to go to a bitter Bostonian to get a pettycast take on the Rafael Devers trade, who better to go to than Barstool founder Dave Portnoy?
Now, like, you're playing good baseball now, you don't want to at least see what can happen this year if you keep putting the pedal to the metal, the pitching's starting to come around, and fine, let him be a dickhead, but be our dickhead DH for this season. This is a money deal, not a winning baseball deal. The Red Sox don't make winning baseball deals very often anymore, and this just, we all know he's a dickhead. You know who is a dickhead? Manny Ramirez is a dickhead. We won a bunch of World Series with him. Let him be a dickhead for the rest of the season at DH. No. Trade him for a bucket of baseballs in the middle of the only positive streak we've had. We sweep the Yankees. We're this high. You f***ing kick us in the nuts, and now we're down in the dumps.
Okay, which is so fun. It's just, of all the cities, you know, it's just, sorry, you're going to go a dry spell without a title for a couple, 2-3 years in Boston. It is odd timing on that trade. They did just sweep the Yankees in the middle of June.
You know? Yeah, and that's the one, it's either, I always get confused. It's Jose Cora who's the GM there. Yeah, the Alex Cora and Jose Cora screw me up. I think that there's, like, this is, it's a movie you'd almost make if you desperately felt like, okay, this is going to be the thing that can somehow turn the season around.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, because I'm on the hot seat, yeah, and maybe I lose my job if not. But if, I don't know, that move actually would feel more like, all right, I don't like the way Devers is operating, but I'm going to suck it up and we're going to figure out a way to make it work right now because I'm going to lose my job.
Most teams do with good players who are divas. They suck it up.
Yeah, I criticize his the mode of desperation that he's in. Yeah. That it feels like a very desperate move, but maybe better for the long term.
Yeah.
But no, he should be at the other end of the desperation spectrum.
Portnoy, man, that was that was a lot of D-heads that he just said right there. That's at least, he dropped 10 of them in about 30 seconds. All right, this is a good one here. Pettycast. We continue with the petties from the week. Keep tags. We're getting some good ones on the text page. We'll read them. Austin Rivers, former Rocket, also briefly played for Tom Thibodeau. And he was on his podcast talking about the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau. He goes off on the Knicks while pointing out the fact that he hates Tom Thibodeau.
They don't do business the right way sometimes, okay? That's what I'm f***ing saying. I've been holding on to this story for a long time, and I got more, but I'm going to hold back, okay? Because I'm not the type of guy that, like, wants to unturn every stone. So when you fire Tibbs, first off, I don't have any remorse, to keep it 100 with you, but still, let's keep it professional. You fire Tibbs, and then you have no motherfucking plan to hire who else. Now you're scrapping around, asking other teams, can we interview your coach? You're just walking over there and being like, hey, can we talk to him? Is insane. They have no plan. They fired a top tier coach, as much as I hate saying it. They fired Tibbs and are just walking around like with their hands in their pockets, just like, hey, you happy over there? You want to come over? What the hell are you doing? This is insane.
Honestly, if you look at the Knicks, okay, hadn't been to the championship game since to the conference championship this century.
Yeah.
They have a coach, despite whatever faults he might have, who got them there.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is, boy, okay, we need somebody else to put us up over the top, and we're a different organization now. People like us. And immediately as soon as you get rid of Thibodeau, everybody sees, like, oh no, you're the same old Knicks.
Yeah.
Oh God, of course not. I don't want to go to that organization. Like, I just, there's not being able to, this is why they can't have nice things. They literally can't have nice things.
Yep.
They had a nice coach who did some really good things for the organization, mm-hmm, and they got to, like, better than they'd been in decades. But you can't have nice things.
No.
Idiots.
Yeah, idiots.
And then you just turn around and you're just floundering.
And credit Austin Rivers, who managed to be petty towards Tom Thibodeau. And he told some anecdotes leading up to that bit of audio. It's just too long. About his treatment with the Knicks when he went there from Thibodeau, which were not super, I mean, you know, nothing. Just typical NBA stuff where he thought he was going to a place where they wanted him. But they really wanted Derrick Rose. They brought in Derrick Rose like a month after Austin Rivers got there and said, hey, we're gonna send you, don't worry, we're gonna trade you, we're gonna send you somewhere that you're going to get playing time and they're going to want you there. And they shipped him off to OKC in one of those deals where Austin Rivers never even puts on an OKC uniform. You know, they just they immediately cut him. So Austin Rivers has a lot of pent-up emotion there.
So the show Mad Men, I know you didn't watch Mad Men, but it just reminds me so much of, there's this one episode where the president of the company, who's like the son of one of the original founders, they do this series of flashbacks where you realize that, okay, this ad agency has gotten really, really good, and it's only because they have Don Draper. He's the John Hamm character.
Yep, yep.
It's really because he stumbled into and lucked into hiring Don Draper, but is constantly like trying to pull alpha moves. And the owner, the president, who inherited the company, is like trying to pull these power macho moves and everything. He's writing an autobiography, all this stuff. And he's just a clown. He's a lovable clown in that show, but unlike the James Dolan.
James Dolan,
But no, man, you fired Don Draper, you idiots.
Yep.
You suck without him.
Yep, totally.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, this guy has not been in our lives in a long, long time that I can recall. LeVar Ball is back doing LeVar Ball things. There's a video that dropped LeVar Ball sitting at what looks to be a workout gym that the Balls own. He's kind of sitting in this upper-tier balcony while looking down while his sons and some others are working out on the basketball floor. And we've not heard LeVar Ball's delusion in quite some time. He's back. He is imploring that the Clippers sign not just LaMelo, an actual good player, not just Lonzo, formerly a good player who's now just injured all the time, but also LiAngelo, who's now a rapper, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think he plays basketball anymore. But if the Clippers bring the Ball Boys back to L.A., titles will reign.
All I'm finna give it to y'all one more time. If you want a championship, listen to me. I'm making it very easy. Everybody trying to go out and make these trades. Hey, Melo should be over here. Melo should be over here. I don't care where you put Melo. But what I do tell you, if you put him with his brother, he will go to his original spots, which is the two, which y'all trying to make him a two anyway. He love to score. But the only person he'll move over from the one spot is his brother Lonzo. Get Lonzo and Melo and Jello. Can't nobody beat my three boys playing fast. Guess what? Indiana Pacers are in the goddamn finals doing what? Playing that speed game. What I done taught my boys from day one. Can't nobody beat my boys together. So the Clippers, bring them goddamn Ball Boys home and let's go get this championship and quit messing around.
he's got to be joking, right?
Like, I haven't heard him in a while, and it's kind of sad now. I feel bad for Lonzo the most. I felt like Lonzo was the one that, man, like, you got to think he was just hoping his dad would just shut up at one point. This is like almost if you hadn't heard from Don King in 5 years, and the next time you see him, it's because he owns a scrap metal shop or something, and he's doing a local infomercial for his scrap metal.
Yeah.
And like, all right, I appreciate the showmanship, but man, this isn't the same as back when like these things were all actually relevant and you might think about
it. It's like seeing Ric Flair at one of those kind of depressing autograph shows where there's a line of like eight people for his table.
Yeah.
But he's there cutting a promo about how he's the 16-time world champion and like you're 72 and there's nobody here at this thing. What's going on? LiAngelo or Jello as he calls him isn't even playing basketball anymore. He's making music. Like,
that's because they won't let him in the league because nobody can stop him.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, that's right. Would have tilted the balance in the league.
That's probably the part where, I don't know if it's shtick or something, but like to act like LiAngelo's part of the equation.
Well, and Lonzo's a scrub these days. Lonzo literally missed two entire seasons with injuries. You know, and he played 35 games this season. Like, what are we doing? All right, last one. Keon Coleman. He's petty at himself. Keon Coleman, wide receiver for the Bills, when asked, what does he see? He was asked this at minicamp. What do you see when you watch your tape from 2024.
You want to know exactly what I see? Man, that's trash. You got to be better. Simple as that. Like, you got to be more efficient here. You got to get out of this break. You got to stack your DB. You got to give Josh more room to throw the ball. You got to catch that. You got to make that block. You got to get that extra effort on the touchdown block. So if Jimbo break it, he up the sideline. Just different things like that. Calling out everything that you're doing wrong to make it right.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
man.
Old school pettiness towards yourself.
What do I see? That bleep trash. That's what I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the old. That's what I miss about the old days back before everybody had mental enhancement coaches and everything. Some of the greats of the game just hated themselves constantly. Mm-hmm. They just were convinced that they weren't actually all that good. They let their demons fuel them. Whatever messed up childhood they had. Yes. Yes.
Self-loathing.
Self-loathing as a means of, but you know, this is the key. You got to take action and address the self-loathing.
Yes.
But it will always drive you.
Yep. Keon Coleman, man. Text message. My petty is people who answer the phone only to say, I can't talk right now and immediately hang up. Do you do that? My tactic when I can't talk to somebody, which is almost all the time, is I hit the little thing that says message and I just send them a quick text like, hey, on the phone or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. I don't pick it up and say, can't talk right now and then hang up on them. I could see where you'd be a little annoyed by that.
If somebody answers the phone, I don't know. These days, the way things have changed, I would honestly just appreciate the fact that they even picked up the phone.
You hear a human voice on the other end. Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody's saying, because what the reality is, like, hey, man, listen. You don't, you're calling the person.
Yeah.
They're picking up, but they're telling you, hey, man, I can't talk right now. I don't know. I feel like you're a little too focused on yourself if you think, well,
that's a good,
he's not going to be able to take my call and stop whatever he's doing. Sure, he's performing. Oh, he stopped doing heart surgery so he could tell me that he can't talk right now, but I've got pressing issues.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I can't remember the combination of my locker.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, you should reframe that in your mind, man.
Yep.
The fact that the guy picked up the phone at all is way, that's above and beyond.
It's a compliment almost. Yeah, in this day and age, it's a compliment. Someone agreeing with you on the text page. I had the same thought about LeVar Ball, Seth. It's just sad now. I kind of thought the same thing. I'm like, dude, your shtick, we don't need you back in our lives. It's good. Like, go into you have at least two kids that have made and are making a lot of money, probably taking care of you on Father's Day and whatnot. Like, just go enjoy that, man. Go kick up.
He's probably still got a really good income from just various social media and streaming shows and everything.
Maybe, yeah.
He's probably got some hit Facebook streaming show that I don't even know about, but they've, you know, got 2 million viewers or what have you.
That's true.
So he's got to put content out, you know? Like, you got to check in.
He still had the Big Baller Brand logo on the t-shirt he was wearing, so the brand still exists, I'm guessing, in some way, shape, or form.
How long did those shoes make?
I don't know. I was going to say, remember he made his own shoes?
He made his own shoes, and I guess they really weren't good shoes, right?
They were bad.
They were bad shoes.
Yeah.
But they got a good initial run of them. They sold a bunch of them, and then people said, these are bad shoes.
These are bad shoes, yeah.
But it's kind of like having your own crypto. It's like people, that initial rush, as long as you don't sell them all, don't dump all of yours right away. Yeah.
Right. No, if he turned around and sold Big Baller Brand to Nike or something like that, you know, for 100 times revenue, then he's laughing. I just don't know that happened. All right. Do we trust the Astros? We're going to do a circle of trust in 2 days, almost 2 days from right now, with the players. But do fans trust what the Astros tell them about injuries? We have a poll on the latest Astro injury. We'll have that for you coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.